This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Turn to Us is a national charity providing practical information and support to end financial insecurity. They have a free benefits calculator, and as of the 14th of November, they have a personal independence payment or PIP helper tool to help people in their PIP applications. We're joined today by welfare benefits specialist Connor Lawler to learn more. Hi Connor, thanks so much for joining us. So can you give us a brief overview of Turn to Us and what you do?
So I'm part of our welfare benefits team, and Turn to Us, as you mentioned, is a national charity, and we provide practical help to people who are struggling financially. So our main goal is to improve people's financial security, and we do this in a number of ways, which includes making grants to support people in financial need. So working with partners on the ground and local communities throughout the UK. And we also have a package of digital tools that helps boost people's income. And so you mentioned before, this includes a benefit calculator, which can tell people what additional support they could be entitled to and what benefits they could be entitled to. We have a grant search, which can tell a person if there's any national or local grants that they could be eligible for. We also have an advisor tool. So a find an advisor tool, which helps you find local, regional or national organisations to provide you with advice and information. And the PIP helper tool, which is why I'm here today, is the most recent tool in our package.
And why did you want to create the PIP helper tool?
So the PIP helper tool is essentially an online information tool designed to help people manage the PIP application and lead them through the process. We decided to make the tool partly because we know that the PIP journey can sometimes be so difficult. And a lot of the people that we work with have said how difficult it is and that there's such a big need for support. And we also know that there's so much money that's gone unclaimed and benefits that gone unclaimed, especially within PIP. And we're hoping that the PIP tool can encourage people to consider a plan for it.
And you developed the tool in collaboration with people with disabilities, including blind and partially sighted people. Can you tell us about that process?
So it took us about 18 months from start to finish. And so we worked with a group of co-production partners with lived experience of the PIP application process, them having disabilities or physical and mental health conditions. And these workshops helped us to form the basis of the tool. I must add at this point that the tool is completely free to use and it's confidential as well.
And what are some of the main steps of using the tool?
So the tool itself is geared towards anyone who's thinking for a plan for PIP. And we're hoping that this can be used by a range of people, including advice workers and people who have friends and family who may be eligible for PIP. Some of the main features, there's an eligibility checker, so which can determine quickly whether or not you're eligible before you apply. There's also a likely award checker, which after guiding you through the questions of how your condition affects your daily activities and mobility, which is based on the PIP descriptors, it shows you what your likely PIP award is going to be and any sort of rates and descriptors are as well. And one of the other key features is that it has some personalized tips for filling in the forms. So the tool will provide you with tailored tips on how to complete your form based on what you put into the tool itself, and ensures that the information then that you put into your application that goes off to the DWP is clear and accurate.
And for blind and partially sighted people specifically, what accessibility features are built into the tool?
So from the get-go, we really wanted to bake in accessibility into the tool itself. And so it's screen reader compatible, and many of the text and colors and font throughout the tool have been designed with people with sight loss or low vision in mind. And the entire tool as well has an audio option, so you can listen to it as well the whole way through. Some other stuff came out from the development stages with people with lived experience, our co-production partners. So we know that the PIP application process can cause a lot of anxiety, and many people that we've worked with have said that it can exacerbate their mental health problems due to the stress, and so we're hoping that the tool can lessen that. So we focused on well-being and prioritising people's mental health while you go through the process. In the tool, we've broken the PIP journey into 6 stages, so starting from how you can actually make your claim right through until appealing the decision. So each of these stages includes a section on taking care of your mental health and providing people with some encouragement and positive stories of other people who were in this position. We've really wanted to focus on the well-being side of the PIP process. So another thing that came out of the workshops was rights. So we focused on people's rights throughout the tool. When it came to the development workshops, a lot of people said that they didn't understand their rights or what support they're entitled to. So, for example, under the Equality Act of 2010, you have the right for communication to be in a format that is accessible for you. And so, throughout the tool, we've indicated at the different stages what people's rights are, and we've given some tips to help them through that particular stage of the journey.
And where can people find the PIP Helper tool?
Yep, so it's located on our website. And so, if you go to Google and you just type in Turn to Us and you type in PIP Helper tool, that should bring you straight to the PIP Helper on our website. But if you go to our website, turntous.org.uk, the PIP Helper tool is on the front page. If you scroll down, you can see it there. So if you go to our website, across the banner at the top, there is a button for Get Support. And if you scroll down, it lists a lot of our tools there. So there's the grant search, there's the benefit calculator, and also our PIP Helper tool, along with our website's benefit guides, which provides a lot of information on benefits throughout the UK.
Well, thank you so much, Connor Lawler from Turn to Us, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your free PIP Helper tool.